Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1524. Visible translated text is as follows. E.F. Crissell, sworn for the moment. I am a court reporter and reported part of the testimony of Dr. H.F. Harris at the trial of Leo M. Frank during the month of August, 1913, in Fulton Superior Court. The following testimony is a portion of the testimony of Dr. Dot Harris, which I reported, and which appears on pages 1481 and 1482 of the stenographic record of the testimony in said cause. Q. Dot Dr. Comma. When did Mr. Dot Dorsey first talk with you? About making this autopsy? Answer. I don't recall. Question. How long before you made the examination did he talk with you? Question. Do you recall when you made the first examination? Answer. It was on May 5th. I remember correctly. Question. The child died on April 26th or 27th, that would be about 9 days afterwards? Answer. Yes, sir, if I am correct in that statement. It was. Answer. Did Mr. Dorsey request you not to make the examination public? Question. Did he request you not to tell it? Answer. No. Question. And you observed and he was making the request as a solicitor general or as an individual? Answer. Well, he didn't state there, but just called me up and asked me if I would make the examination. I told him that I was not well, and that I would prefer very much not having anything to do with it. He talked to me a little while, and finally I told him I would service to do it, such as I would because I like you. I felt which service to you? I will do it, just not have had anything to do with it. Otherwise I would question. What did he tell you to examine? Answer. He told me he wanted me to examine the body. Did he cease and tell him all I could about it? Question. What had you in your mind? What were you seeking to determine by the autopsy? What did you understand you were seeking? A dot. There was some suggestion of poisoning at that time when I went out but I saw at once that there was no reason for assuming content was tested state on my direct examination that the stomach present. Of course, I think old poisoning, and there was none saw the girl. I saw that it was a matter of strangulation. As soon as I, Leonard Haas, sworn for the moment, I have read the brief filed by Solicitor General Dorsey in the Supreme Court of Georgia in the case of Leo M. Frank versus State of Georgia. Pages 65 and 69 of said brief contain the following language. First hair, R.P.Barrett, P.42, was a machinist for the National Pencil Company. He says, on Monday morning, April 28th, between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. I found some hair on the handle of a bench lathe. The hair was hanging on the handle, swinging down. Mel Stanford saw the hair. The hair was not there on Friday, for I had used that machine up to quitting time. 5:30. Counsel for defendant tried to make it appear that the hair was curled in about where Barrett found this hair, but some of the girls used to curl their hair on the machine. The gas jet that the girls sometime where the hair was found is about 10 feet from the moon Tyne used to curl their hair on is a machine. I don't know, he says. The hair wasn't there on Friday, for I had used that machine up to quitting time, 5:30. Mary Fagan is will be remembered was not there Friday. Darley, at the beginning of his cross-examination, says, it was 20. Barrett showed me some hair on a layer on the lathe. It was 20.